if you use our perceptual coding and interaction toolbox to categorize what's going on with the table ends. So the goal of the table ends is to allow you to look at the multivariate data that can be organized in rows and columns and be able to see large amounts of data. So what is it using in terms of perceptual coding? Well, in this position, because where the row is based on the sorting things, if you sort in one dimension, the one with the highest value would be either at the top or at the very bottom. We're using size in terms of the length of the bars to indicate the value. Color will indicate specific categories. We're also using motion as we do the sorting. It's maybe not the most powerful cue. And the other important cue is proximity. So as things with similar value are grouped together, then out of that we get also a contour, and their continuity is an important cue for us to see are the values decreasing in a continuous fashion. So for example, in the picture that we have here in the top right corner, we've sorted the display or the table based on career average. And then if you were to look at the column that says salary in 87, and the question then is the salary that a player is paid correlated to their career average? You know, is there a straightforward relationship? And if I were to look at the shape of the purple bars in the salary column, I would say it's not highly correlated, because I see all kinds of spikes as I go down the list in terms of how players are being paid. And then when I look over to the career column, I don't see that they're highly correlated. So I would guess, if one were to do a formal analysis, that the correlation between those two would be not that great. Whereas if I look in the average column, which is to the left of the career average, I would say that overall distribution is more orderly or more highly correlated than the one with career average than salary is. Then I've also indicated that containment is used because things are placed within columns and within rows, so that is also an organizing principle that's in place. In terms of interaction, direct manipulation, you get immediate feedback, and you also have semantic zooming of a sort so that you can do spotlighting, and then you get more you see the data in different ways than you see it when you only have a bar. And of course the use of focus and context.